Welcome back to I Am a Masterpiece. This is Sandrine. I am a life coach based in Paris, France, and I help people who had life-challenging experiences to find back to their life force and to their passions. Today is November 1st. In a good part of the world, it's the celebration of All Saints' Day. What is All Saints' Day? Where does it come from? What does it mean, and how does it relate to each and every one of us, may we be Christians or not? That comes actually from Samhain. Samhain is the pagan celebration of the end of fall and the start of winter. Now, what does that mean? I have harvested things, I am going to chew on those things, and with the integration of what I've chewed on, new life will come forth, new things, new ideas, new creativity will come forth. So that's literally the end of the harvesting and the start of the gestation of how do I integrate all the things that have happened. This was then used by the Christians to bring more Christianity around the world. And it was transformed into All Saints Day. And All Saints Day is the celebration of all saints known and unknown. All saints known means, well, anybody that has been sanctified that we know of, that is in the Holy Scriptures. And the one that are unknown is those that nobody know of. And we have to understand, what makes somebody being a saint or not? Well, being a saint, simply. It's good speech, the right words, the good words. It is the good deeds. It is also the right or the just action. It is the expression of love and also the expression of forgiveness, but also the expression of peace. Of course, it includes the trust and the faith and the loyalty to our inner voice. For some people, it may be called God. For some other, it's just our source. So when we understand that, usually, that means that at some stage, those people also made experiences that chewed upon them and they made right words, right actions, just deeds, expressed love, forgiveness, and peace towards themselves, but also towards others. And so let's have a look how this relates to each and every one of us. If you look back in your life, was there ever a time when you said the right words, you had the good words to say either to yourself or to somebody else, and that made a whole positive difference in your life or in their life? Was there a time when you trusted yourself also to do the right action? The moment where, for example, let's take a silly example, you are buying groceries and the person at the cashier register gives you more money than they should, and you're aware of that mistake and you say, oh, I'm sorry, you gave me more money back. And you give back what doesn't belong to you, really. Or you did another good deed in the sense of you felt you wanted to help somebody and you brought some fruit or vegetables, particularly right now around Thanksgiving. For example, Tony Robbins has these baskets that he gives out and he does a matching thing. So when you buy one basket, he will match your basket. So, and he will give that to people who actually need food, who would love to also experience prosperity and abundance on a food level. Huh? That's just one example. Also, have you ever expressed love, not in a kind of a barter way where I love you so that you can love me or love me and then I will love you, but more of something from the goodness of your heart where you loved? If you have children, usually most people experience when they have children that they feel love, unconditional love. Yeah. And so it's to express it towards yourself, but also towards others. Because I remind you that in order to love your neighbor, you've got to love yourself. Otherwise, you can't do that. Huh? You're coming from an empty place. When we are empty, we are starving. And so it's not real giving that we do. Then also, have you ever forgiven somebody for something they did and let go of it? and experience the freedom that comes from the forgiveness, either from you to you, where you forgive yourself of some things you've done that wasn't great, but yet you knew at some stage that, well, I did the best I could at that moment, and I forgive myself for having done this, or forgiven somebody else. They did the best they could. I don't appreciate what they did, and I forgive them, which doesn't mean I'm going to be in touch with them or whatever, but at least I'm forgiving them. I'm freeing myself from the relation or from the bond, the link that I still have with them. And also, have you ever experienced peace, a moment of deep, calm, tranquility that you have appreciated and that may also have affected those around you? Because when we feel peaceful, the people around us are quieter, calmer as well. So if you have done any of those things, I have some good news. You have been a saint also at that moment. And the trick here today, particularly, is to think of how could I enhance this? How could I have more good words in my daily life? How could I have more good deeds in my daily life, or the just action? How can I express more love? How can I feel it more within myself, but also express it more? Where do I still need to forgive myself and or forgive others so that I can be freed from it? How often can I come back to the peace within? How much more of that do I want to put in my life? And can I trust myself? Because when we trust our inner being, our source or God, whatever it may be that we call it, when we feel trust, we become invincible. We become confident. And we're no longer swaying to try to reach something or get something from somebody and reach out in the hope of receiving something. We come from a place of being complete and full, and our actions and our lives change totally and affect the whole world. So on this day, I hope that you know that you are a saint, that you are loved, that you are forgiven, that you have had many, many, many times in your life when you said the right words, you did the good deed, the good action, the right action, and that you are part of bringing more peace in this world. Speak to you next time. Bye. I hope you enjoyed the recording today. And if you feel that you're already in the right direction, but you need a little bit of support, you need somebody to cheer you, to support you, to help you enhance even more the good speech and the good deeds and the right actions and the love and the forgiveness and the peace, so that you can trust yourself more, be even more loyal to yourself, or you feel that you don't really do those things and you would like to implement them in your life and you're serious about it, then get in touch with me. As I've mentioned, I'm based in Paris, France. You can contact me by phone at +336 3107 8978, or by any social network at Sandrine GDSTC. I love helping people to basically find how they can be better with their speech, with their words, with their deeds, with the love for themselves and for others, with the forgiveness for themselves and for others, and feel the peace inside, the freedom, the space, and the peace within. That brings more trust and more creativity and more life force. And I would love to help you if you want to enhance that or if you have issues with that. So get in touch with me. I would love to help you and support you. I'm your cheerleader here. And remember this, you are a masterpiece. Let's never forget that. Take care, and I speak to you soon.